what's right. Fight for your life.
That is right. It is time. It is my favorite holiday on the calendar that isn't Christmas. It is 4th of July time, and we are taking back Real American here on the Sports Cubicle. You can't have it, Double H, but we sure can with the marvelous one, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, and myself, Mike Mercado. We all hope you're having a very safe, a wonderful holiday weekend. One of those years where the 4th of July falls in the middle of the week. So whatever weekend you decide to celebrate the 4th, we hope you do it safely. And on this edition of the Sports Cubicle, we're going to have a little fun for a few minutes. It's only Devin and I here in the studio. And what is the best way to mix all the things we love? Fireworks, food, swimming, the sun, and sports. And with sports, of course, means draft. That is right. We are having a 4th of July draft here. And before we break down the rules of the draft, how we're breaking this down, and how the draft order will go, Devin, 4th of July, where does it rank amongst your holidays? This is my, I would say for me, it's Christmas, Halloween, you interchange those two, but 4th of July is always that third tier, one of my favorite days in the entire year. Where is it for you?
Well, this is one of the few days of the year I have off, so I'm definitely going to, you know, take that one for sure. I would definitely kind of put it kind of in the third, fourth sort of tier, though. Definitely we got more holidays, kind of big around here. I love Christmas, love Halloween. I also love Thanksgiving because I'm a fat kid at heart and I just love food.
Same with that. I love that.
And of course, 4th of July does come with great food. But also, you know, I have a big stack of legally purchased, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, fireworks in my bedroom that I need to blow up eventually. So 4th of July definitely has just a little bit of just sort of fun and just, I don't know, I like blowing stuff up.
No, I'm with you, and I enjoy eating some good barbecue and enjoying what we're going to be talking about on this draft. So, while you all are enjoying your meals and your sports and your movies and hopefully being safe if you're in the Chicagoland area with this smoke, this Canadian fire smoke, hopefully you're being safe and sound. So let's try to have a little bit of fun here. This is what we're going to do. Devin and I each have 5 draft picks. We'll be going back and forth, and it goes down like this. In our roster, we will have 2 roster spots for food, 4th of July food that you would eat on this American holiday. 1 side dish, 1 movie, and 1 4th of July activity. And then you, on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV and our Facebook, or wherever else you get your favorite podcast, at Sports From The Couch, will vote who had the better draft. Devin, are you ready to do this?
Let's do this.
We're going to do a coin flip. Coin flip. Heads or tails?
I will go tails.
It is up. It is tails. Here we go. With the first pick, let us know when the pick is in, Devin.
The pick is in. And with the very first pick in the Sports Cubicle 4th of July draft, Devin is going to select fireworks as the favorite activity because I mentioned I like blowing stuff up, Mercado. So that should have been a clear giveaway that to me that's the most valuable here. Even our, you know, one of our founding fathers, Ben Franklin, said fireworks should be a part of the 4th of July independence here. And just, can you really think of a more classic nostalgia than fireworks on the 4th of July? It's like name a more iconic duo. I'll wait.
It's a really good pick. It's a strong pick. It is one of those that, even though there's more roster spots for food, and then obviously with the plethora of movies and the side dishes, it makes sense that activities, 4th of July weekend, that you went with the number one overall pick and gave it to that activity in fireworks, obviously synonymous with 4th of July. But I think I can beat that because with my first overall pick, well, let's do this proper. The pick is in.
Trading it for Mitchell Trubisky.
Absolutely.
Right?
You're trading down 1 spot for Mitchell Trubisky. With the 2nd overall pick, I am going with hot dogs. Now, there is nothing more synonymous with the 4th of July than hot dogs, whether it's the hot dog eating context or whether it's on your grandfather's grill. Hot dogs and 4th of July go together. There's no other day in the year, unless you're living in Chicago, where hot dogs are a must in the menu. So with my first pick, I am going with hot dogs. Strong pick.
Strong
Devin,
pick.
Devin, you're
ruining
on the clock.
My plan right now here. Oh, yeah. Now I got to really figure out where I want to go here. Definitely looked over a bunch of the foods here. And I think...
Let me know when the pick is in.
All right, Mercado, the pick is in. And with a third overall pick, I'm going to go to sides. I'm going to say potato salad.
Wow.
Because it's not necessarily my, you know, forte, not my favorite thing. But can you really think of any sort of 4th of July party or festival that doesn't selling some form of potato salad or coleslaw?
It's a strong pick. Again, yeah, this is a must. When I think about people calling me and, can you go to the store? Can you make this? Potato salad is one of the first things that comes to mind. And just as much as any other side, whether it's like cranberry sauce in Thanksgiving, I think it's a really strong pick on your behalf. And I got to give you credit. That is a really strong pick. But I think on this one for food, I am going to go ahead and just try to checkmate it, make sure that I go the two strongest positions and the two strongest players at their position, because the pick is in. With the second pick in my draft, I'm going with food and I'm going with burgers. I'm going to make it impossible for Devin to try to top the grilling classics. I am doing the best I can because he went hard in the paint with potato salad and fireworks. So I have to make sure I have to the two best running backs on the board. I am going with burgers. Devin, you're on the clock.
Where's Mitch? All right, Mercado, the pick is in. This might be more of my Mac Jones pick, but I'm going to go food here, and I'm going to say ice cream. As I'm going to go, you're going for the main courses. I'm going for the dessert here. I'm going for the secondary, which is probably not something you draft in your first round here, but I mean, hot, just the summer and ice cream go hand in hand already there. So that definitely works as a food here, because the end of the night when you're watching that fireworks, you got that ice cream cone, you're trying not to drop it on your shoes or something. Definitely kind of a way to go here. It's ice cream and summer go hand in hand, and 4th of July is in the summer, so I gotta select ice cream here. Might be an iffy take, but
I think it is a great take. To me, it is the type of pick that happens when, let's say, you're a team in the NFL NBA draft and there's two guys on the board and you want the other team to make the decision for you, that whoever falls to you, you're going to be happy to build your franchise around. Now, while I at hot dogs and burgers feel like my main course is very strong, in order to have ice cream at 4th of July, you have to have something that's the centerpiece of that ice cream. Mm-hmm. And that is why my pick is in. And with my third overall pick, as a side, I am picking American apple pie.
I just like that pie. That's a very good choice. Very strong choice there. An ice cream and goes right on top of pie here. We may have, you know, sort of just split the pot. We split the pie.
We're splitting the vote, huh? So I think it's a really strong one. So far, my roster is hot dogs, burgers, and apple pie. I still need to select a movie and activity. Devin, where are you at?
Now I'm tough. I'm like, all righty, here do we go from here? Ooh, it's like maybe we'll just trade up one slot and not get Jalen Carter.
That's too real, Devin.
Pick is in. Now, I feel like this could be seen as a food or a side. This would be my second food. And I'm going to say corn on the cob, roasted corn, grilled corn on the cob. Again, not necessarily my forte or my favorite dish here. Mercado's kind of taking the really good ones here. And, of course, that first-round draft pick, you got to be very careful what you take. But I definitely think that might be the best way to kind of go about it here. You know, everyone's got their grilled or roasted corn. You know, you see it at every county fair around this time of year. So it makes the most sense.
It's a really strong pick. Again, you purposefully had to make that pick because I did my best to take the best running backs available. If you're doing a fantasy draft, I did my best to block you from being able to get the strongest course of meals that you get. But you do have the coleslaw and you do have the ice cream with now corn on the cob. Very American, very much part of every American dish. The question is, will the voters on this draft feel like the fireworks is what to get you over the top? Now, I'm in a tough spot right here because I think activity, I could wait till the very last one. There's only one activity I think that matches fireworks on 4th of July, so I'll leave that for my final pick. The pick is in. So movie, it comes down to two movies, and since it's mine, I'll give it to each and every one of you. I think it comes down to three movies, actually. Top Gun, Jaws, and Independence Day. And the question to you is, what makes you feel more patriotic? I actually think Top Gun Maverick has succeeded the Top Gun portion of Americana. And Jaws, obviously, is just about the beach and the shark. But there's nothing like that presidential speech at the end of Independence Day. Today, we get our independence. I am going with Independence Day as my movie for the 4th of July draft.
Pick is in. I'm going to wrap this up here now. For movie, I'm very torn because there's the movie I want to select and the movie I want to win here. So the movie I'm going to take for my draft pick, I'm going to do The Sandlot. Again, just as a movie in general, it is a phenomenal, great movie. You know, it's one of those things that I think, heck, my mom, who doesn't even like sports, likes The Sandlot as a movie here. They do have a great 4th of July scene, even if it is the kids all getting sick off chewing tobacco. Chewing tobacco is bad for your kids, and that's what I'm picking. But the movie I did want to pick, but I'm not because I want to win, I don't think it gets as much love, but it's Team America World Police.
Great pull.
America, yeah. That's all I'm going to say there.
America! Yeah, that's it's a great call. And, of course, Matt and Trey doing their thing. Yeah, that's an awesome call. Sandlot, a legitimate great piece on the board, something that was top tier on my list. But I will go with my final pick. The pick is in. And my activity to counter your fireworks is swimming. It is the unofficial start to summer for a lot of people, 4th of July, even though the swimming pools are open, whether it's your park district or anywhere else. But I think that is the day. All kids, all families, whether you're road tripping or not, that is when it's time to hit the pool. Devin, really fast, run through your draft board.
All right, so I got ice cream. I got corn on the cob. I got coleslaw. I got Sandlot with parentheses around Team America World Police. I will die on that hill. And I got my fireworks.
And I have hot dogs, burgers, apple pie, Independence Day, and swimming. Let us know who won this 4th of July draft. We're on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV. Please have a wonderful and safe holiday. Be safe out there. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We have a jam-packed show here on the Sports Cubicle. And while you're enjoying the fireworks, enjoying your barbecue, check us out at Sheets and Giggles. Support our friends over there. They do a great job of supporting us, and we appreciate it. We have a promo code at the Sports Cubicle, Sports from the College, for 15% off. For the marvelous one, Dan Marver, for Devin Tingle, for Paul Shavari, I'm Mike Mercado.